But the thing is with Halloween, it's like you have to pre-plan the costume.
It's true. And then, it's true. But there's so many ways to stay in the spirit. Like,
yeah. I still see Halloween decorations out.
Yeah, and I'm
I have
honestly,
the year-round skeleton down my street. Like,
yeah, real. I'm really into, like, Halloween movies also. Like, old-school horror that's, like, not actually scary.
Yeah.
I feel like is the it's camp. Move. It's the move. Like, Scream. That's not even old-school. That's 96. But it's so good, and it's really not scary. And it just has the vibes. Like, I love it.
Yay.
Yeah, so yeah. You just listened to Murder, She Wrote by Chaka, Demas, and Pillars. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing stuff, but so good. Classic reggae vibe, and I love it. And, you know, it's like, okay, Murder, She Wrote, haha, Halloween, like, whatever. It's a loose interpretation,
it's a loose
okay?
interpretation, yeah.
It's very
and I think
freeform.
That's the vision for most of these
yeah because we didn't want to like be like oh here's Thriller like okay
here's
well,
Monster Mash
it's also November 16th so it's like yeah. let's not but yeah so we're doing a little more like chill Halloween vibes
yeah
I guess but yeah no need to worry it's not gonna be
no Monster Mash
the silly stuff
no calling on the monsters
no it's well past time for that
yeah I think the time's expired
oh yeah no it's over Next, we're going to be doing Dracula by Tame Impala. This is off the new.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
The new drop.
I think it's called End of Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
I mean, I picked the clean version from
oh, no,
the single.
Deadbeat.
It's Deadbeat. Called Deadbeat. Okay.
And I haven't tapped in as much to this one. I like the song Loser.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I haven't really heard
I like
too much.
Afterthought. I like End of Summer mm-hmm. and this song.
Yeah. So I'm excited to hear it for the very first time, probably alongside some of y'all.
Wow.
So let's do it. Let's hear what it has to offer.
Turning blue, the feeling is bizarre. about me. You pretend when you can't be who you want.
The feeling I'm going through, I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you, happens every time. I don't want this feeling, I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too. Yeah, 'cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, 'cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes, you hear
you want me. Hate it when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Just listen to Die For You by The Weeknd.
I think that album as a whole is culturally relevant.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, like, I feel like The Weeknd is just a good artist and all-around artist in general.
I agree, he really skeeves me out, but he's very talented.
like
I wouldn't want to be in any room with him, or like in his near vicinity. Oh, or like, okay, even in the same state as him, but like other than that,
I'm thinking of his role in The Idol. Is it, was,
well,
that
exactly,
the show?
Yeah, but like, why did it feel like he was playing himself?
Low-key. Yeah,
the thing about him is, like, genuinely, I do listen to his music and I really enjoy it, and mm-hmm, I feel like it is such the vibe. Mm-hmm. And he fills like a niche that I think a lot of
people,
like,
don't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think he very much has his own niche with the, like, the falsetto and everything, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I literally find him so creepy.
Yeah. Do you know what I also found creepy this weekend?
What?
I think it goes in our theme, mm-hmm, but yesterday my housemates watched the new Netflix Frankenstein movie with Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
And
wait, that's Netflix? I thought it was a theatrical release.
It's Netflix.
What? Why did I think that Jacob Elordi would be, like, above a, like, Netflix release?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he did star in Kissing Booth.
I know, but, like, recently he's doing only, like, serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it was directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Well, that's why I'm surprised. Maybe, did it also have a theatrical release and it, like, released concurrently on Netflix?
I don't know, but, like, in the thing, like, on Netflix, it says, it has the little Netflix logo. Yeah.
How was it, though?
I watched bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, have you read Frankenstein?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so, like, do you know, but, like, are you aware of, like, the premise of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, like, okay. So, like, basically, like, I mean, I read it sophomore year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing is, like, all that was, like, said in the book was, like, he created this monster.
Right.
And, like, Frankenstein created this monster and then, like, was ashamed of it.
Okay.
But, like, this one, like, really got into the details of how he created the monster.
And it's, like, disturbing.
It's a slightly disturbing.
Is it, like, grave robbing vibes?
It's like, low-key, like, harvesting and, ew, like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to save the details because it's a little gory.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just, like, really disturbed. But then, like, he made the creature come alive. Then the creature is Jacob Elordi.
Right.
And then, like, all of a sudden, he's, like, chaining him down.
Oh.
And, like, yeah.
He's, like, doing the most.
He's, like, chaining him down and then, like, abusing the monster.
Okay.
Which is, like, kind
of... Who plays Frankenstein?
I don't recall.
Okay.
But I was just like, this is not necessarily what happened in the book.
Right.
Because the book, like, he made the monster, freaked out about his creation, and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this one, he was just, like, ashamed of it, but, like...
Was, like, actually,
was,
like,
just abusive.
That's interesting. I guess it's, like, maybe a commentary.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it goes with the moral of, like, science fiction of, like, you create something that, like,
yeah,
is scary, and then you suffer the consequences of creating something scary.
Right.
But, I mean, it just, also Guillermo del Toro in general,
mm-hmm.
like, just, like, his visuals and his visions on things
right.
kind of freak me out. As a whole.
What's his most famous, like, work?
Wasn't it The Shape of Water?
Yes. Weird. Oh my god, I watched that. Okay, so my family friend, basically.
Yeah.
The, like, mom of the family, she has not passed away. She was very old when she passed, so, you know, long life. But yeah. She was one of the original female, like, directors on, mm-hmm. like, NBC. Like, you know, whatever. Pioneer, basically, of,
she was,
like,
a pioneer in, yeah.
And so she was on the Oscar committee. Like, she's part of the Academy.
Yeah.
And so she would get advanced copies of, like, all of the nominated works. Oh, slash, God. Not yeah. even advanced copies, like, slash, just, like,
regular copies. It's just, like, copies. For your consideration.
Exactly.
That's so what my get mom gets, them. Too, yeah.
And so we would watch, like, there was one time there was a really bad storm. I guess, was it Sandy? No, I feel like it was
Sandy. Was 2012, girl.
But when did The Shape of Water come out? Shape, like, 2016?
I want to say 2016, 2017.
So anyway, there was a really bad storm.
Maybe it was Winter Storm, are you thinking
and,
of?
Yeah, and so we had to stay with them, and we watched The Shape of Water, and I was like, this is the weirdest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And if my dad's 2017, right now, he'll remember that because we watched. I think he watched it with us, and we were 2017. Like, "Oh, so she's
the
having
monster
a relationship with the monster
in the tank."
And
it's like you're kissing through the glass.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know about this one. And I know that there's, like, a deeper meaning, and it literally won Best Picture.
Yeah,
but
it did.
I guess it flew right over my head.
It's the Shape of Water.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember in high school, they made us watch The Pan's Labyrinth because it was, like, a Spanish-speaking film.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember being absolutely disturbed when they pulled out the hands with the eyes.
Literally,
and wild. I was like, oh, I think I left the room that day, like, sobbing because I was like, what is this? Like,
yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not, personally.
And I think I, like, saw it in sleep paralysis, genuinely.
Yeah. Haunting.
Within weeks after.
Right. Well, that said, there's our movie recommendations of the day.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and play Howl by Florence and the Machine. And let's just play it.
I agree.
Let's do it.
I agree.
Why not?
Teeth across. never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I've got to cleanse myself of all these lies so I'm good enough for him. I've got a lot to lose and I'm betting high, so I'm begging you, before it ends, just tell me where to begin. Hey, what I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal, and I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love.
were listening to Vampire in the Corner by Magdalena Bay.
Yes.
Boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yes.
And it is now time to enlighten the masses.
Yes. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
Facts. Speaking of,
yes.
If you liked that second song in there, that was Criminal, as done by the Tufts Jackson Jills. Sorry for the solo promo, but that was me.
Soloed by me. Layla.
So that was actually me singing. Sorry, yeah. Everyone. Snuck that one in there. And, you know, I'm not ashamed.
I think it was a better choice, TBH.
Yeah.
I originally had Criminal by Fiona Apple in there, and I added it, and I was like, what if we, I was like, we could just play the Layla version.
Why not?
And that's what happened.
So if you enjoyed that, we're doing a show on campus December 6th, which is a Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yay.
In the Alumni Lounge, which is right next to the Adickman Theater. So if you have any interest, yay, we'll also be posting that on Instagram and Facebook. And it'll be short and sweet. We have a guest group from Northeastern coming, and it'll be really fun.
Yay.
But no pressure. Unless you hate music, yeah, you don't have to go, but it's fine.
I love music.
Yeah, so if you like music at all, I feel like I recommend that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we're going to be playing She's My Caller by Gorillaz featuring Kali Uchez.
I love both, actually.
Literally love this track. I played it yesterday night to get myself amped up, and it did the trick, because it's just really hype.
Good for you.
And this is just my vibe going into this last full week before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just loving it. It's a good one.
Yay.
So let's do it. I think it's time.
I love the accent.
Why not?
too long.
You just listened to Decode by Paramore from the Twilight soundtrack.
Yes.
That's right.
I remember we played that when we did a movies theme, mm-hmm. and you added that song. And I that's when I realized that there were multiple Twilight movies. I think it's five.
Yeah.
Five.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Of course. And all the soundtracks are fire, honestly.
Yes.
I know it's like, oh, silly, like, teen, whatever. But, like, teen. Hello.
People
Rosalind
are
by
like,
Bon Iver.
Yeah. Hello. What's the other one? It Will Rain, Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. I remember that being a big one.
And then, of course, Decode. Like, they just really spent the budget on the
and a thousand
on
years.
The soundtrack.
Yeah. People forget a thousand years.
Literally. No, but literally because that's, like, the song of a generation.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
I also think with Twilight, like, people, like, some people see Twilight, like, how others see Harry Potter. How others see, what's another big?
Like, the Hunger Games?
Hunger Games. Yes.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
And I'm one of those people. I'm sorry.
But, like, for what series?
All of them. But, okay. Honestly.
What's your favorite series, though?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, Harry Potter, I've seen the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, you know, grew up with that. And my mm-hmm. sister was obsessed. And she was, like, the generation.
Of
I guess
Harry
maybe
Potter.
a little older than her was, like, the generation. But she was, like, 9 years old, like, banging those books. Like,
yeah.
Freaking,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
I had the Pottermore account.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. like, I didn't read them until, like, after the, like, really big heyday. Just because I, like, wasn't old enough yet to really
Yeah, I don't
understand.
Think I was old, like, because I read them in, like, third grade, but I genuinely don't think I was old enough to actually comprehend what was happening.
No, exactly. I think I, like, read them for the first time and, like, really got it in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah. That was
and
the
then
same
I reread, like, freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll reread again.
That was low-key the same thing I had with The Hunger Games, was that I read it in fifth grade, but I don't think, like, I had the reading compatibility, like, ability to, like, comprehend what was happening in the mm-hmm. book. So I don't know if my fourth or fifth grade teachers are listening, but my mom wrote the majority of my reading responses.
Oh,
because
clock it.
I
elementary degree taken away.
Sorry.
Whoops.
But because like I would show them to her and she'd be like,
this is
just not what happened. So
it's
then
like you didn't even read it.
She would just Google like, you
the
know,
plot.
The Cliff Notes and then
right.
like help me rewrite it.
Right, right, right.
One
time I got accused of plagiarization or of plagiarizing something in fifth grade and I actually hadn't plagiarized it. She was just I wrote basically did you ever do the Oregon Trail? Simulation.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we were doing the simulation, and I got bit by a snake, so, like, I had to do a special paper, right? And it was about, like, antivenom.
Why you got bit by a snake?
And I wrote this whole thing about antivenom, and I honestly was really interested in it, so I did all this research and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
used these statistics. But, of course, I wasn't, like, citing my sources. I'm in fifth grade. I'm
sure.
doing some Googling.
Yeah.
And
it's just
she
like
was
by
like,
logic, it's
you, like, this is plagiarized. You copied this. And I was like, honey,
I'm
just
11.
Writing at an eighth grade level. Don't worry about me.
I'm 11.
Also, it's not plagiarizing to take facts. I just didn't cite them because I didn't even know what MLA was.
Yeah, facts.
I'm like, MLK? It's not January.
Like, MLK?
Like, what? You know, like, I didn't know from a hole in the wall. So,
yeah.
Shadi was wrong. And she, but you know what? She accepted because I was like, not acquiescing. I was like, nope, I wrote this myself. And it was handwritten.
Oh.
It was handwritten. I'm like, you think
you?
I sat there and, like, copied down, like, ultimately what couldn't possibly be that good writing because
yeah.
it was written by a fifth grader.
Yeah, I had, like, the reading response booklet. And, like, I feel like I genuinely had more work, homework, in fourth and fifth grade than I did for the rest of my life, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know what they were putting in the water, but like I remember when I was in fourth grade I had like math homework of just like times tables,
yeah,
and we couldn't go out to dinner for my dad's birthday
because you had to
because
do
I had to do the times tables.
I'm dead.
But like, you know, like shout
it's
out to my dad
though.
That like he sat and helped me on his birthday
King.
With the times tables,
yeah.
But I just remember like I genuinely don't think I've worked done that much homework since that time in my life.
No, it was honestly ridiculous what they were having us do. Middle school was a time,
oh,
to be honest.
My mom would like to correct that she did not rewrite it.
Mm-hmm.
She made me rewrite it with
okay.
her revisions.
Yes, yes, yes. So, degree restored.
Degree restored.
You're safe.
Degree restored.
Yes.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. I feel like with those kind of books, it was just, like, you wanted to, like, fit in. Like, I saw it as, like, I wanted to, like, relate to my peers. Like, they were, yeah, you're like, they were they obsessed with the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. I want to be obsessed with the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. They really liked Harry Potter. Well, like, crap. Like, I want to be obsessed with Harry Potter,
right,
too.
Right.
Like, it was a very herd mentality kind of thing.
And it was. You had to be in the in crowd to understand.
And so, like, when these new, what's it, like, the sequels and the prequels of, like, Hunger Games are coming out, like, I still, even though I read the books, I still don't understand the cultural significance of them.
No, and I don't watch those. I think, I honestly, like, I'm sure that there's, they're good, because they wouldn't be making more than one if the first yeah. one was a flop. I just am, like, the series is over for me. I don't, yeah. I'm not living in the past. I'm
what's
good.
The one coming? Oh, Sunrise of the Reaping.
Yeah, like, okay.
With what's her face? McKenna Grace.
Yes, she's ubiquitous. She's everywhere.
Seeing her at Lollapalooza in the VIP section, mm. and like me and my friend were like standing on the barricade of that VIP section.
Yeah.
And McKenna Grace said hi to everyone but us.
Oh. She said, I don't want anything to do with you, though.
She's like, I don't want to deal with these people. We weren't even, like, clawing at her, either. We were just humble beings.
Right.
Which was
She's
sad.
She's actually from my friend Madison's hometown.
She's from Texas?
She's well, from Grapevine, Texas. Out, I figured that out the other day. Isn't she really short as well?
I mean, she was wearing some boots red go-go boots.
Something. Yeah.
She was wearing some red go-go boots when I saw her. That also doesn't shock me, because she had a stint on Young Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
and the whole premise of that show is that she's, like, they're based in Texas.
In Texas. Dude, I hate to cut off this conversation, but
I know.
We gotta get out of here, so we're gonna play one last track. It needs no introduction, honestly, in my opinion. So
I agree.
Thank you for listening today. This has been Layla.
This is Sam.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we'll be back. I'll be back next
you
week.
Will be
Sam
back.
Will be gone, so please tune in again if you enjoyed our, you know, set today and everything, and we'll just see you soon.
See you soon.
Enjoy your Sunday, y'all. You're all chrome. I'm tripping.